I hear a crack, measuring in a moment. And I close my eyes and I'm back in my mother's great stately house in Wichita. I open the music box. And once more, I'm sitting on the floor of that house with my young son beside me.
What did Daddy see when he gave you the music box?
Oh, he must tell you so many times.
I like the sign.
Well, Daddy said... Here, let's close the box, shall we? Daddy said, I saw this and I thought you might fancy it as a wedding present. And I said, my goodness, who am I marrying?
And Daddy said, me.
And I said, who would marry you? And Daddy said, any girl in the territory.
Was he telling the truth?
Oh, Daddy always tells the truth. So naturally, I had to marry him right away before some other girl in the territory got him.
If some other girl had got him, where would I be?
Well, you see, well... I'll explain that to you when you're a little older.
I want to know now.
Oh, Yancey.
No other girl in the territory would have gotten me. Once I had a look at your mother.
Oh, Yancey.
Daddy, Daddy.
Hello, son.
Debra, what is all this ridiculous nonsense about you going to the Cimarron?
I'm going wherever Yancey goes, Mother.
Yancey, it's time you'd settle down someplace. Why can't you be content to run that newspaper of yours and conduct your law practice in Wichita?
Because there's nothing to fight in Wichita. There's no more wilderness. Osage is a frontier town. That's where I'm going to start my newspaper.
No daughter of mine is going traipsing off into the wilderness in boots and calico and sunbonnets.
Wichita was wilderness when you came to it, Mother. And you brought to Wichita, but I'll take to Osage. I'll make a home for my husband. I'll raise my children. We'll make the land yield for us. We'll put our roots into the earth and our home upon it. And when I'm your age, I'll have in Osage what you have in Wichita.
Darling. I've suddenly realized why it could be you and no other from the moment I saw you.
Oh, Yancey.
I've suddenly realized why I always come back, no matter where I go.
Why, Yancey?
Because you're the wife of my heart and my dream.
Measure the years of my growth by sound, horses' hoofs, and wheels rolling westward, and the droning punctuation of insects and birds, and sometimes an animal in the distance. And my husband singing as he led us into the wilderness. It was adventure and excitement during the day, and if at night I wept, thinking of the cool green grasses and the gardens of home, he didn't know, and the tears were dry by morning. And then one evening, Yancey stopped the wagon and pointed with his wagon whip to something that looked like a wallow of mud, dotted with crazy shanties and tents.
There it is, Sabra. There's our future home.
First night I spent in Osage. Yancey found us a room above a saloon and disappeared as soon as he got us into it. I lay there in the dark, listening.
Yancey! Yancey!
Hey! What's the matter? What's wrong?
Yancey!
Why aren't you asleep?
Asleep? What were all those shots and the screaming and the men hollering?
Why, sugar, what's happened to my pioneer woman?
Well, I certainly didn't know this was pioneering. I expected to put up with scalpings and famine and flood, but I certainly didn't expect anything like this. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at you.
Now, to
because
you,
Yancey. You're the most delightful woman that was ever created.
You know, Yancey, someday I'm liable to get very angry with you.
Yes, but not tonight, darling. Not tonight.
That my heart had quickened to and treasured and listened for over and over. Yancey's footsteps on an Oklahoma street as we walked on our first morning. He wore his fine Texas Star boots and a Prince Albert coat and a snow-white sombrero. He was handsome. Lord, he was handsome.
Darling, you notice the way everybody's staring at you? Elegance is rare out here.
Yancy, you're going to be very careful what you print in the paper, aren't you?
Careful? Me?
Did you know that Tom Carter, the last man who tried to run a paper out here, was found shot right through the heart?
Not through the center, though. The bullet barely pierced the heart. It was sloppy shooting.
Well, sloppy shooting or not, he wasn't able to write about it the next day.
You know what the first item I'm going to write in my paper is going to be? I'm going to find out who killed Carter and print it.
But they'll kill you, too.
Not a chance. I'm the quickest draw in the territory.
Yancy!
Those dirty buzzers, they shot my hat clean off my head.
Where are you going, Yancy?
You stand right where you are, Sabre. I'm going to pick up my hat.
Oh, Yancy, I wish you wouldn't.
Don't worry, Sabre. I'm just going to bend down and get my hat.
Oh! Yancy, you shot him!
Quit yelling, Lon. I just nipped your ear.
Can't you take a joke, Yancy?
Sure, I can take a joke, and I can perform a few jokes myself.
I'll get you for this, Yancy. If you're Mrs. Wilson.
Don't you call me Mrs. Lon, whatever your name is. You're a lot of miserable, good-for-nothing loafers, that's what you are, shooting at people on the street. You leave my husband alone. I declare I have a notion to box your ears.
My ears? Oh, no, not my ears, no!
And don't you ever let me catch you shooting at my husband again.
Sabra, what did you want to do a thing like that for?
Well, somebody had to take a hand.
How about tomorrow, everyone in the territory will be saying that Yancy Corvette is hiding behind his wife's petticoat.
But you didn't, they can't say so. You shot him very nicely in the ear, darling. Now, come on, let's continue our walk. We're never going to find a house to live in at this rate.
Would you like to tote the guns, Mrs. Corvette?
No, Mr. Corvette. I don't need a gun to handle the Cimarron. Shall we go on? We found a four-room house. And Yancy bought a two-room cabin made of rough boards and had it hauled and plastered to the main house. We had a sitting room, a dining room, a bedroom, and a kitchen to live in. And the rooms of the cabin became a combination law and newspaper office, a composing room, and a print shop. And another sound clamored its way into my everlasting memory. The old sage wigwam got to be clatter as she came off the press.
She'll soon be out now.
Nancy, what are you doing with that gun?
Cutting a notch in it.
Cutting a notch?
Poor Lon. He isn't going to be able to read in the papers about the way he murdered Carter.
You killed a man?
Would you rather he had killed me? It was one of the other of us. And somehow, I thought you'd rather have me around than him.
Yes. Month, and finally, we were counting years by the additions of the paper. I began to print things for the women readers, recipes and fashions and stories. Curtains began to appear in the old stage windows, and the houses were painted, and the grass and flowers began to grow. It wasn't Wichita, but it was going to be. And though it hadn't the elegance of Wichita yet, it had become one thing that Wichita would never be again for me. It was home. Carriages and wagons tearing down the road. Storms, thunder, rain, wind. The wind. Oh, the sound of the wind the day my second child was born. It screamed and rattled around the house, rattling the windows, whistling through the doors and cracks, swirling the red dust through the house. I was half out of my mind with the pain and the sound of it. Oh, what agonies of wind can blow through your memory. I hate the wind. I hate the wind.
Welcome, Miss Donna. You're going to be the most beautiful girl in the West.
For the house.
Again?
I'd like rosebuds in the bedroom and one of those new vine patterns in the parlor.
Listen, Sugar. President Cleveland just issued a proclamation setting September 16th for the opening of the Cherokee Strip.
Oh, really? And I've been thinking of organizing another woman's club.
Honey, let's get out of this. Clubs, wallpaper, church suppers. Let's sell the newspaper. Take the children and head for Cherokee.
Yes, no. You can't mean it.
It's the chance of a lifetime. The biggest thing in the history of Oklahoma.
That's what you said about the Cimarron.
Sabra, listen to me.
No, I won't listen. We've worked and worked. We've got a home now. The paper's a success. It's growing. We're just beginning to be a little secure.
All right, darling. All right. We'll talk about it later.
The sounds awakened me the morning Yancey left. The excited shots and yells of the few other men of Osage, who also had decided to make the Cherokee run. I stood there listening.
Sabra, come with me. Throw whatever you can in a bag and come with me.
How can I? The children.
The children, too. All of us. It's not too late. We're frontier people, Sabra. We have to move on as the West moves. We're beginning to have too much. When it comes easy, it's no good, darling. Your food tastes flat and nothing you look at has any color. And a house becomes a prison.
All right, Yancey. Take your claim on the Cherokee Strip. We'll be ready to go when you come back.
Oh, Sabra, my darling. I do have my pioneer woman back after all.
Hey, come on!
Goodbye, sugar.
I sat there quite alone. And then my son came into the room and raised the lid on the music box. And the box tore at me with almost human fingers. Suddenly it was unbearable. I pushed it off the table. Oh, Yancey. Oh,
Irene Dunn as Sabra Corvette.
I ran the paper for the next 5 years with the help of Jesse Rickey, the best printer in the Southwest. And believe me, they were 5 years of reform. I was fighting for the day when Osage could take its place in the sun with Wichita and Kansas City and Chicago and San Francisco. I wrote editorials about the loafers on the Pawhuska Avenue corners. I denounced politicians. I fought for law and order and the sanctity of the home. And the days of those years were measured in sound. Terrifying sound of fire.
Where are the children, Mrs. Cravath? The office and the house are both on fire.
Where are you? Donna, Tim, the house is on fire.
We need more blankets. We need more blankets. We'll light the fire out.
Donna, Tim.
The children are outside, Mrs. Cravath.
Thank God. Here, take all the blankets. How did it start?
The building was soaked all around in coal oil. Someone planned this fire. Come on now, get outside.
Put it out. Oh, the music box. Help me with the music box.
All right, here. Let me help you with it.
And then the shouting silence of absolute stillness that followed. It was so quiet that my ears ached for sound. I sat there on the front steps, unable to move.
Mother?
Yes, Jim?
It was Mongold who set fire to the house. It was because you were writing editorials against the saloon. There was a posse after him. No one would have dared set that fire if my father had been here.
No, probably not.
Do you think you'll ever come back? Do you, Mother?
Yes, Tim. Yes, I do. Sounds that you've lain awake through long, black, merciless hours praying to hear. Sounds.
can't believe it. Yancey, I simply can't believe that you would come back after 5 years and now want to leave again.
But I've enlisted with Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders. I was lucky to get here at all. There's a war on.
Yancey.
Darling, you're so beautiful. Even more beautiful than I remember. Come here, Sable.
No, don't, Yancey.
You're my wife.
I was your wife 5 years ago. Yancey, doesn't your home, your family mean anything?
Yes, they do. That's why I came back. But, Sabre, honey, there's a mighty difference between you and me. You're in love with houses. I'm in love with horizons.
We had the same dream once. I thought we did.
No. We shared the same love. That's been our blessing and our tragedy, darling. For it will always bring me back to you, but I'm afraid it will never keep me here.
Love is my whole existence. To you, it's an interlude, isn't it?
No, it's something I carry with me wherever I go. Remember how the knights of the round table wore their ladies' colors wherever they went? That's how I carry your love.
But I want you to stay.
Do you want to conquer me? Or do you want to love me? If you conquer me, there'll be no love left between us. But I'll stay if you want, Sable.
No. Oh, Yancey. I thought it was happiness to love.
Only for a few moments here and there. It is sorrow to love. And it is glory. But rarely happiness.
My darling, I do love you so much, so very much. I love you, and I hate you, and I worship you. And if it were today that we were starting out together, I'd still go with you. I'd still wait for you.
Sabra. Sabra.
Measured in sounds. I listen to them, thrill to them, put them into print. The sounds of the new century coming up like thunder. The sounds of the 20th century. For Yancey cravatted the core of a century. Civilization everywhere you look. Automobiles, airplanes, skyscrapers. And you could walk into the homes of Osage and think you were in Wichita. In fact, you could refer to the homes in Wichita as being a little outmoded now. You couldn't expect Yancey Cravat to remain long in a town like that. He was still the young, fighting pioneer spirit of the country. He had to keep hunting for new frontiers, new horizons. I missed him. I yearned for him. I prayed for him. But I had learned how to live alone. Completely alone. But the children were grown and married now. I thought I had heard all the sounds you could hear in a lifetime. But there were more to come. The drill, the pump, the blast, and then the rich black oil gushing from the red soil of Oklahoma. Their sounds were the birth cries of the metropolis. Osage, Oklahoma, overnight was a metropolis. The Osage Wigwam was the important newspaper of the town, and I... Heaven help me, was elected congresswoman from Oklahoma. And where was Yancey Cravat? What frontier had he found? I had not known for years. And then one day, I was showing a group of senators and newspaper editors around the oil field, and a sound that was now old and familiar rushed by my ears.
Well,
new gusher, isn't it, Mrs. Cravette?
Yes, another $1 million coming up out of the earth.
How do they stock them? With nitroglycerin?
Yes, they lower it in a can.
Ah. There's quite a crowd gathering over there. Some sort of excitement is going on.
Let's walk over and see what it is.
Hey, you there. Can you tell us what's going on?
We all just had a pretty narrow squeak, that's all. We almost got blown to perdition, all of us.
What happened?
They put 50 quarts of nitroglycerin into the gypsy pool, but the oil came up before the nitro got down.
Oh, no!
Well, what did they do about it?
I never saw anything like it in my life. An old man caught it.
Caught it?
A man caught a 50-quart can of dynamite?
That's right. They say he just ran back like an outfielder and gauged it with his eye while it was up in the air and run back like an outfielder and caught it.
Well, how's the man?
He's dying. Chest is all caved in.
Who was he? What was his name?
Oh, he's an old bum that's been doing odd jobs around the field. Name, Yankee or,
Yancey.
Yeah, that's it, Yancey.
Yancey! Yancey!
Mrs. Cravat, you can't go over there.
Let me go. Let me throw, I say. Let me throw.
Oh, Yancey. Oh, dear. Yancey. Yancey.
Wife and mother. Stainless woman. Hide me in your love. Wife.
Lee.
And mother.
My dear.
Wife. My love.
Lee. Lee. He slept at last in my arms. And in that manner, Yancey Cravat came home forever to the Cimarron.
In a moment, Jane Hilton will return to tell you about next week's story.
After that great story of America, I want to compliment you, Miss Dunn, on a splendid performance. And for the makers of Hallmark cards, our gratitude for your charming presence here this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Hilton, for those nice words. But of course, you Hallmark people specialize in nice words, both on your programs and on your greeting cards. So naturally, I haven't been disappointed. But I enjoyed being here tonight. And please thank the Hallmark people for me and for all those nice words I've heard and seen.
I shall do that, Miss Dunn.
And Mr. Hilton, may I suggest to the Hallmark audience that they listen next week to your own great story, Goodbye, Mr. Chips, starring Ronald Coleman.
Thank you, Miss Dunn. And so until next Thursday, when we welcome Ronald Coleman, this is James Hilton saying good night.
Tonight's story was adapted for radio by Gene Holloway with music composed and conducted by Lynn Murray. Our producer-director is Dee Engelbach.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say,
yow! Say it, by all we aim,
we're only saying, no!
Sorry you had to leave, Alfred. That was Alfred Drake from the original cast recording of Oklahoma. Our engineer has been Mike DeMarc, and my name's Art Oster. So long.
Thank you. is 97 AM WHA in Madison. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Steve Buzalaki. Good afternoon. It's 2 minutes before four. Walter Mondale has taken an early lead over Gary Hart in today's Wisconsin Democratic caucuses. Today's results come just 4 days after Hart won a non-binding primary in the state. 126 caucuses are being held to decide 78 of the state's 89 national convention delegates. Today's voting is just the first step in that process. State legislators and circuit judges are going to get pay increases in an action that is final. The legislature's Joint Committee on Employment Relations yesterday approved pay increases of 20% for lawmakers. Judges will get raises of 18%. Under the plan, legislators will receive an annual salary of $27,200 beginning in January. Judges, as of August 1st, will receive $60,000 annually. The state Senate has approved a bill to establish Wisconsin's first state course requirements for high school students. The bill was sent yesterday to Governor Anthony Earle. Earle's original bill sought to mandate 24 credits of specific courses. That was reduced in a bipartisan compromise in the Senate to 13 credits. The Assembly has approved a bill to block the scheduled deregulation of interest rates on credit card balances. The bill was approved on a vote of 87 to 12 yesterday on the final afternoon of the current legislative session. The bill now goes to Governor Anthony Earle for action. Former Chicago Mayor Jane Byrne was in Madison today to address a seminar on the status of women in the workforce. The seminar is entitled Getting There, Women on the Move. The UW Extension's professor, Alma Barron, is coordinating the event. At least six other executive women were also scheduled to speak. In sports tonight, the Milwaukee Brewers play the second match of a three-game series against the Mariners in Seattle. And the Milwaukee Bucks and the Detroit Pistons meet tonight in Milwaukee. In Madison's weather tonight, fair with a low of around 30 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon. The high is expected to reach the upper 50s. Right now, we have 57 degrees here in Madison. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Steve Buzalaki. Stay tuned for All Things Considered next, and tomorrow morning on WHA, Sunday morning from CBC, starting at 8. It's 4 o'clock.
Good evening. From National Public Radio in Washington, I'm Lee Thornton.
And I'm David Malthus, with All Things Considered.
Sure, Kate sings, and that's good. Yes, she acts, and that's not so good. And yes, indeed, she dances, and that is disastrous. She dances very much like the front four of the Pittsburgh Steelers coming at you. The film is very strange.
So strange that Kate Smith's Hello Everybody made it into Michael Medved's Hollywood Hall of Shame. Tonight on All Things Considered, the most expensive flops in movie history.
Also these stories, the CIA's role in the mining of Nicaraguan ports comes in for criticism from Democrats and Republicans alike.
Former Idaho Senator Frank Church is dead at the age of 59.
And sudden infant death syndrome, the story of one family's struggle with grief.
Now this news.
Challenger Houston through Hawaii for 10 minutes. We're getting pictures, and I think I copied deployed and backing away.
This is Craig Oliver. The space shuttle astronauts deployed a package of experiments the size of a bus today and moved to within 1,000 miles of a satellite they hope to repair tomorrow. But as NPR's Joe Maglino reports, the astronauts' workday is over for now.
The five astronauts aboard Challenger are sleeping now, their second day in space, an unqualified success. Early today, the crew released the largest satellite ever brought into space, a 12-sided cylindrical structure called the Long Duration Exposure Facility. LDEF is 14 by 30 feet. It weighs 21,000 pounds. Bolted onto the aluminum structure are 86 trays containing 57 experiments managed by scientists from across the country and around the world. This reusable science satellite will remain in space for 10 months. Then, during a future shuttle mission, it will be retrieved and returned to Earth. Tomorrow, the crew tackles the primary objective of their six-day mission, the capture and repair of the broken sun-watching satellite, the Solar Max. This is Joe Maglino, National Public Radio, at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
There are reports today of new fighting between China and Vietnam. The Vietnamese said Chinese troops crossed their border and fought with their troops for 3 hours yesterday. From Peking, UPI correspondent Michael Ross says it's significant this fighting coincides with Vietnam's offensive against Cambodian rebels.
The fighting has spilled over into Thailand. Whenever the Vietnamese are mounting an offensive,